The Joyful Youper presents Blue Collar Camo, a blue collar outdoor podcast focusing on hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors without breaking the bank. Join the discussion, share your thoughts, and thank you for listening to Blue Collar Camo. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for watching on YouTube Live. I'm your host, Mike, also known as the Joyful Youper, and we are starting episode one of Blue Collar Camo. Man, it is exciting to be back on the podcasting theme here. I took a break and did some re-evaluation, and I tell you what, it's been a really crazy couple of weeks. We're just throwing this out. We just threw this out. My wife and I started talking, and we're like, man, why not get back into podcasting? Why not do something you love? Make it about something you love, because the passion is there and it is real. And I talk about hunting all the time, even when it's not hunting season. But luckily, I live in the UP where there's always something to hunt, whether it's small game, coyotes. There's trapping season going on right now, whitetail, there's partridge, crow season's coming up on the 1st. Might go try to eat it, I'm not sure. So yeah, we're always talking about hunting, always loving outside, loving out the outdoors. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to Blue Collar Camo, episode one. I left some of my other episodes up from the Joyful Youper podcast because I really wanted to showcase where I came from as a podcaster, where I came from, and how I got my start. Because I think that uplifting and encouraging podcasts are always really nice, and we should always have something to listen to that builds us up rather than tears us down. So that's why that's left up there. But man, I just wanted to talk a little bit about Blue Collar Camo, give you a little bit of an introduction and how we got there, right? I live in a very, very rural area, right? We've got 11 people per square mile in the county that we're in right now, in the western half of the Upper Peninsula, Michigan's Upper Peninsula, the better half, as I like to say. No offense to you trolls downstate, but there's a reason you always come up here for deer season. It's because we're the better half. I'm just saying, you know it. We know it. Once you cross that bridge, it's like people are like, oh, the bridge, you know, and when you die, you see that light. Like, yeah, we're crossing over to the other side. Actually, no, you're just crossing over to Michigan's Upper Peninsula. You're going to see I'm a little bit more opinionated on this podcast versus my other one. But that's okay, because you're tuning in to Blue Collar Camo. And how I got that name. That's right. I've seen camouflage coats, right? Go for $600 to $800 for a coat. I am sure that those coats are insanely worth the price. I believe it. Okay. They've got all the newest technology in what it is for a coat. I'm not sure what that technology is. I mean, as long as humans have been around, we've been covering ourselves up. I'm just saying. But yeah, so they have the newest technology. A lot of research goes into these hunting clothes. But unless someone wants to sponsor me or give me one of these coats and all these hunting clothes that cost more than I make in a paycheck, I can't buy it, right? It's not in my budget. It's not that I can't afford it. It's not in my budget right now. And for the average hunter that I know, especially around us, it's not in their budget either. So I started thinking, man, you know, what am I? Who am I? I'm a blue-collar worker, and I remember buying my first camouflage shirt when I was younger. If you were anything like me, I grew up on the old Primo's outdoor hunting VHS, and I grew up on these films, right? I would watch them. Oh, man. And they'd have the latest camouflage. Man, oh, they look great. I'm like, oh, I wanted the camouflage that they had, right? And I watch shows that they have these all. Like, yes, it's like, man, I love those. I want that camo. But I could never afford it, even growing up. So I remember saving all my money, going to Dunham Sports. Shout out to Dunham's. Not sponsored, but can be if you want. We can talk later. Email me after the show. But like I said, I remember buying those, and that joy that I felt when I bought my first camouflage shirt. It was a long sleeve shirt. It was the cheap cotton ones, you know. I think they're on sale right now at Walmart for $3.50. Shout out Walmart, because that's where I buy a lot of my camouflage, because they are clearanced out right now. And in fact, I wanted to show you and tell you about some of these camouflage hoodies. I got some Mossy Oak hoodies. These are like $10 after tax. I got some Real Tree Edge, like moisture wicking shirts for $6 a piece. At Walmart, normal price was like 16. I got them for $10 off. I got some hunting pants. These are $21. Normal price was like $40. I get a $60 jacket for like $30. So you can find some really good discount hunting clothes out there if you know where to look, or can kind of save your pennies till about February into March. But if you can't afford them, just literally get some gray pants or some tan pants, rub some dirt in it, right? That's what they used to tell us. But that's where the name comes from, is hunting and fishing gear that we can all afford. Right, without breaking the bank. I'm gonna go over a couple things, like, hey, gear that I got on the cheap. Maybe I'll test some Amazon products. Maybe I'll test some Walmart products that I got on the cheap, or whatever I can find at garage sales and rummage sales. I'm gonna go over what the DNR has been saying. I'm gonna go over some new interesting news headlines that I've been finding throughout the day. And I want to hear from you. What are you thinking? What are you saying? How's hunting been around you? And how's your next season looking up? Any big plans? Are you going to change it up? Are you going to hunt somewhere else? We may have a couple guests on the show, so we're going to mix it up. And I really wanted just to say thanks for watching. I want you to stay tuned for more. And be blessed. Get out, get outside, and get out to hunt, all right? Blue Collar Camo wants to thank you for listening to this week's episode. Hit that like button, hit subscribe, leave us a review, and tune in next week for more.